The first big prize of this year's Democratic presidential sweepstakes will be decided 5 days from now in precinct caucuses across Iowa. The race is thought to be tight, but it's also still fluid at this point. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is hoping to build support and momentum in these last few days of the Iowa campaign. This week he picked up endorsements from the state attorney general and from Kristi Vilsack, wife of the state's governor. NPR's David Wellness spent a day traveling in Iowa with Kerry, and he has this report.
At the Blackhawk County Soldiers Memorial Hall in Waterloo, Iowa, Vietnam veteran Rick Bolaños has come with his three brothers all the way from El Paso, Texas, to campaign for John Kerry. The four Bolaños brothers were all in Vietnam in 1969, the same year that Kerry was as a Navy gunboat commander. With a large American flag as a backdrop and some 100 area veterans in the audience, Bolaños presents the man who he says deserves to be the next president.
Someone that got three Purple Hearts, someone that was willing to give up the ultimate sacrifice for this country, our Senator John Kerry.
Dressed casually in an open-collar shirt, slacks, and duck boots, Kerry makes no bones about appealing directly to his fellow veterans for their support.
I'm here to ask Iowa veterans to join in the Veterans Brigade that is crisscrossing this state, to go to the caucuses next Monday, and to fight to put those lessons in place in the leadership of this country.
Kerry is the only presidential contender in Iowa who fought in Vietnam. Wesley Clark did too, but he's not competing in Monday's caucuses. Kerry tells the crowd there's a good reason to emphasize his military record.
Because we're at war again. And we are at war in a way that defies some of the lessons of Vietnam. We're at war in a way that breaks faith with that need to build consent and legitimacy. We are at war in a way that clearly did not honor the notion that you must be truthful with the American people.
But Kerry's not just taking aim at the Bush administration's war record. He's also clearly contrasting himself with his Democratic rivals.
Measure any of the others and their records with respect to national security, fighting for peace, fighting with respect to the choices of weapons and arms control and all of those things that matter in terms of the security of the country, and I believe the difference is enormous.
The crowd was genuinely enthusiastic, but some remained unconvinced. Standing at the back of the hall, a middle-aged woman named Elizabeth Dietler shakes her head when asked if Kerry's won her vote.
No, it's same old, same old. Each candidate's been saying the same thing. I didn't hear anything new today that I didn't hear 90 days ago.
After the Waterloo rally, Kerry rides a campaign bus labeled The Real Deal to the next stop and talks about what he's trying to do in the final days of the Iowa campaign.
I'm appealing to people to convert from other candidates because I believe I can win, and I think I have a stronger argument to make than they do. So I'm reaching out to everybody on all arguments. Most importantly, that I can address the needs of our economy and our national security simultaneously and beat George Bush, which is what this is about.
The next stop is in the basement of the Two Brothers restaurant in the small town of Independence. Kerry tells a crowd of about 100 he wants them to test his gut, his heart, and his character with tough questions. A man wants to know why Kerry, a four-term senator, is a better candidate than those who call themselves Washington outsiders. Kerry responds both by brushing aside two candidates who call themselves outsiders and by telling the story that defines him as the man who caught the public eye and began a political career 3 decades ago as the leader of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War.
I'll put my record of 35 years against John Edwards, Howard Dean, or anybody else in this race and their records, because I've stood up on more of these topics on more different subjects and fought from the day I came back and led several thousand veterans to Washington, D.C., and we camped on the Mall, right under the nose of Congress, right under Richard Nixon's nose. You know what Nixon tried to do? Tried to kick us off. Took us to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we stood our ground, and we said, Mr. President, you sent us 8,000 miles away to sleep in the jungles of Vietnam. We've earned the right to sleep on this Mall and talk to our senators and congressmen, and we stayed there, and we helped end the war. That's what we did.
At least some of those in the crowd who came undecided leave as Kerry supporters, including a retired gray-haired woman named Carolyn Jones.
I started out with Dean. The more I heard, the more I saw, I moved away. Then it was kind of between Gephardt and Kerry, and I finally came down to Kerry.
Jones says it's just a gut feeling that's won her over. Kerry's hoping to create the same sensation in a lot of other Iowa voters over the next 5 days. David Wellner, NPR News, Des Moines.